Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still on his feet. Ken Walker's now. He's dancing his way to the touchdown.
Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
So the most NFL pregame show on Ship to Shore Radio. What's up, everybody? Haven't seen you guys in 2 weeks. It is another edition of the NFL, so the most NFL pregame show with the Zen Man. And got a half-hour show today. Could probably go on for an hour because you're thinking, hey, it's Super Bowl, but have work. Which is going to involve a lot of Super Bowl talk, which it sounds fun, maybe, but not really. The funny thing is I worked last night. It was only a five-hour shift. Man, we actually had plenty of Super Bowl gear. I mean, we're talking about two teams that are in the Northeast, and we live in Miami. And, I couldn't begin to tell you how many people walked in the store asking for Giants stuff and Patriots stuff. I'm like, I know my final thought was supposed to come at the end, but I just had to kind of get this on my chest. And it's kind of a funny story, too. It's funny when you look at it, but when you're in the situation and trying to, cope with these people, not only are they asking for all these Giants and Patriots stuff, which is whatever, it's business, I get it, but one, don't get mad at me when we don't have it and say, oh, hey, all the bandwagon fans stole all the merchandise. Clearly, not stole the merchandise, but got it first. Clearly, you're not a true fan if you, at this point, do not have anything to wear for the Super Bowl for your team. All right? Let's make that very clear. So, today should be fun because not only are they going to be asking for stuff, but we don't have anything because they're all sold out. I think we had 20 kids' Eli Manning shirts, and I left one day, came back the next, and they were all gone. So, it's mayhem. So, I don't know. I just hate getting yelled at by everybody. I think a couple of people asked me if I hid things. Yeah, I don't know. But we'll see how fun that is. Anyways, let's get talking about the Super Bowl the fun way. Talk about the games. And obviously, if you don't know by now, it is the Patriots and the Giants Super Bowl rematch of 2007. 2007, I watched the second half of the Super Bowl. But that was definitely one of the most anticipated ones for me. If the Dolphins aren't in it, I'm not going to really be that inclined to be that into it. I mean, I'm always going to be into the Super Bowl. I watch, I'm a crazy fan of football, and I can enjoy any two teams playing, no matter who they are, no matter what the circumstance. Obviously, if any two teams in the Super Bowl, I'm going to be pretty stoked about it, but definitely that one was intriguing to me because of the Super Bowl hopefuls. The Patriots were, at that point 18-0. To win that game, they would have been 19-0. And technically they would have topped the Dolphins. The Dolphins did what they had to do. They won every game. But being 19-0 versus 17-0, they probably would have had the edge up. Long story short, they would have kind of, that record means a lot to Dolphin fans. I wasn't alive in 72, but they're my team, and I totally respect that record, and I'm proud to have it. So thanks to Eli Manning and the Giants, they beat them in 07, and we can still to this day say that the Dolphins are the only undefeated team in NFL history. But that was why it was intriguing, because that was a possibility. And problem with that was it was crazy, though. They were huge underdogs. I think it was 13 points that the Patriots were favored in 07. And I was totally stunned when the Giants beat them. It was just when you take a team like the Patriots, who are so good, the best offensive team maybe in history, in that year with Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Welker, that team was clicking. And for a team like the Giants to just totally shut them out and hold them to 14 points was just amazing to watch, honestly. I mean, you see a team 18 games in, like the Patriots, and setting all those records. I believe that was when Tom Brady set his NFL single-season record with 50 touchdowns. And to see a team just with so much confidence from a team that really, I think they were a wild-card team that year. I think they're number 16, yeah, and they have so much confidence, and just you don't see it that often, and that's why the Giants are very unique, and I do enjoy watching them. But this year, I don't see too much difference in the two teams, honestly. They're both in the same style of play. Eli is a little bit better. I think their wide receivers are a little bit better. They don't have Burris, who was kind of their star. Tyree, who was a star in that game, is not here either. Wide receiver is different. You have Manningham, Hakeem Nicks, and new and upcoming Victor Cruz for the Giants. So I like that. They've been very good, very consistent in the playoffs. And, you know, Eli's mixed with them very well. And I think they have a great running game because they have two different backs that really mix well as well. Obviously with Bradshaw, who can be the every down back, give you a decent game. And then you have a guy like Brandon Jacobs who can get that short yardage. And he's very, you know, he's not going to get you 50 yards a game, but for what he can do, get you those fourth and ones, those fourth and goals, it's very, very good to have him. So I like the Giants offense. And on the other side, you do have the Patriots, who are the same team, I think, as they were in 07. Tom Brady is just as good as he has been. I know he's getting old, but I haven't seen any difference in his style of play, in his production. Huge year this year, over 5,200 yards for him. On the other side, you have Eli Manning, who nearly had 5,000 himself, so two great quarterbacks dueling it off here. I think everybody perceives Tom Brady as the better quarterback, which, yeah, he is, but not by much. I don't think that should be the storyline of the Super Bowl. And, well, you have different players, obviously, but let's face it, the Patriots, throughout their big run the last decade, they haven't really been known for their defense, although it's better than it was all year, but it's still mediocre, which kind of shows you how great their offense really is, because their offense is actually making up for their lack of defense. And, the pass offense is great. They've always had great wide receivers, and that's their game. And I think the Giants and their defense is going to be a tough battle. And I keep thinking the Giants are going to win, but the Ravens had a better defense maybe. I don't know. It's really tough to say. For a sports talk guy, like a sports, you know, enthusiast maybe you want to call me. I don't even know. But the Giants are kind of screwing up everything, because that's why you play the regular season. That tells you, okay, this is who this team is. They play like this for 16 games. Clearly, this is the kind of team they are, and the Giants don't like to do that. They like to play a whole different ball game, whole different style of play, whole different level throughout the regular season. They come into the playoffs and just be a whole different team. And the one problem with that is teams can play good for a short period. And that's kind of like, you know, if you see a team that really isn't that good, maybe have a couple really good games, they're like, all right, maybe they fix something. And they go back to playing the same way they've been playing. The Giants are kind of doing that right now. But in my mind, I think that they are a really good team. I mean, what they did to the Patriots, the Packers, what they did to the 49ers is very, very good. That doesn't just happen. You don't just do that and not be possibly the best team in the NFC. And I know this is kind of what it represents, that they are. And I think they might be, honestly. I gave them a chance to start the postseason, but I didn't expect this at all. But they definitely had a very complete team, a team that, I mean, come on, they had three great wide receivers. You had Eli, who obviously had a great year. their defense is the only part of their team that I thought needed some work or wasn't playing up to par, but they stepped it up and they've been excellent. So you have two teams right now that are playing great, and that's why I want to watch Super Bowl really bad, because you're thinking both these teams, how are they going to lose? Well, at this point, one of them will lose. And to me, just kind of watching the game and seeing how that's going to happen is magnificent. And let's move on to a couple things. Interesting facts. Patriots didn't beat a team in the regular season with a winning record. 13-3, but 0-3 versus the Bills, Giants, and Steelers. Interesting note there, the Giants, they did play early in the season and lost. The Giants are 9-7 in the regular season, which is very rare to see in the Super Bowl. I thought it'd be interesting to kind of see who they played and lost to in the regular season. Lost to the Jets 17-3. Oh, sorry, that was preseason. Regular season, started off good, 2-0. Then they lost to the Redskins 23-10. I'm going backwards here. My bad. This inman's having trouble reading this website. All right, this is official. This is really official. First loss, they did lose to the Redskins 28-14. Then they lost to the Seahawks 36-25. Then they lost to the 49ers 27-20. That's a respectable loss. The Eagles 17-10. I don't know really how to put that one. The Eagles are one of those teams that are actually pretty good. They just had a rough year. They lost to the Saints really bad, 49-24. They lost to the Packers, which was one of the best games they played all year, but they lost 38-35. And again, they lost to the Redskins 23-10. Two losses to the Redskins. I just want to quickly show you guys. I believe it was Week 15 versus Redskins. Eli had his worst game of the year. Talk about a guy who literally had almost 5,000 yards. Here's Eli's stats versus the Redskins. 257 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 3 picks. It's a horrific game for him. And this goes, some people either say that he's very consistent or he's elite. He's slowly becoming elite, and he's just one of those players that he does it when it counts. So I think at that point, just you got to call him elite. I mean, he has bad games, but when it comes down to it, he still makes the playoffs. He still wins games in the playoffs. So if he wins the Super Bowl, he's just a different kind of elite player, but he really is. He fills all the qualifications of an elite player. So I think you got to give it to him. Those are my interesting stats for the show. Let's move on to my X factors for the game. Obviously, the big X factor is that Giants D-line. So great. The best in football. Umanyora, Pierre-Paul, Justin Tuck. They had a great D-line in 07, and I think that was the reason why they won. 17-14 win for them in 07. Wasn't really an offensive battle, wasn't really the offensive that won the game, but that D-line got to Brady. And you can just see him not getting into any rhythm whatsoever. For the Patriots, I think Brady needs to get into rhythm. I mean, it's kind of like the opposite, but he didn't in 07. And it looks like Brady might be doing a no huddle. I think they were practicing with the no huddle, so you might see that this game, which, if successful, could be a big deal. So that's X factor number two is that no huddle. That I think they're going to be, they're showing this game. So I don't know. I mean, obviously the no huddle is risky because you're not relaying as much as you want to your receivers. But if he does that, then he's definitely going to create a rhythm. And I think he's good enough. And that team is smart enough with Belichick that they could work. So we'll see if that has a huge factor in the game. Definitely would speed up the game. Turnovers for the Giants, I think they need at least two to get their own rhythm. As the Patriots try to create a rhythm on offense, the Giants will definitely try to get a rhythm on defense. So if they can get a couple picks or a couple fumbles, one, that's going to slow down Brady, and two, that's going to set them up with probably good field position, and hopefully they can turn that into big points. And I think the fourth one, which it needs to be said, and that's the pass secondary versus Eli's arm. Pass secondary is not that good, honestly. Like I said, it's been getting better, but it's still not great. And, you know, I know they won two playoff games, but, you know, it was against Tim Tebow and Joe Flacco. I'm not saying that Flacco's that horrible, and I think Flacco played great, honestly, but he played great against Brady's arm, or excuse me, the Patriots secondary. I think Eli is definitely by far the best quarterback they're going to be playing this postseason, so. You know, you have a guy with that kind of confidence and ability and wide receivers. It could be a big day for him. Let's talk about my stat predictions really quick. Eli, I believe, will have 344 yards, three touchdowns, and one pick. And Tom Brady, I would say 360, two touchdowns, and two picks. It's such a tough game to really think about. Because you don't, in a normal game, you're thinking, okay, revenge, Tom Brady wants it. And he has a lot of motivation. Everything's right here for him. You're talking about a guy that I hate but have total respect for. And he's so good. And I just think that he wants it so bad. He wants to play great. I think if that happens, it's not going to surprise me. But I just don't think that just because it's all set up for him doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, I still think the Giants, I mean, look at the page, the Packers, the 49ers, I'm telling you, these guys had, I mean, the 49ers, I was like, you know what, they're going to win this game. They have, I mean, this has been their year, you know. It's just, I mean, you don't look at this year and say, oh, it's the Giants year. No, it's been a horrible year for the Giants. 49ers have been playing great, 13-3 in the regular season. This is their year, you know, kind of a Cinderella story. And I thought if it was going to be a close game, that's just going to happen. But the Giants said, you know what, the hell with all the, you know, the thoughts and just they want to win a game. They win a game. That's such a huge part of a game that you don't put on the stat board. You don't put in the books. That's just hard. And that's why I think the Giants have it. But I do think Tom Brady will have a decent game. But I think the turnovers will hurt him. I think he'll have two picks to go with his two touchdowns. So we'll see if I'm correct. But 360, I think he'll have a decent game on the in the air. Ahmad Bradshaw won't have a breakout game, but very productive. I think he'll have 78 yards. Brandon Jacobs, well, I think, will contribute as much as he needs to, 45 yards and one touchdown. So combined, they'll be over 100. I think that's enough. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, I think, will have 60 yards and one touchdown for the Patriots. Victor Cruz, 120 and one touchdown. Manny Hamm, 77, one touchdown. And Hakeem Nicks, 100 yards and one touchdown. I think they'll be very evenly used, and I think they'll play great. I know Cruz is a rookie, but, you know, he's not a rookie, but he is technically a rookie in the game. He hasn't really played much other than this year. So I like him. I know he's young and it's the bright lights, but Manningham Knicks, I think they're really going to step it up, and Cruz is going to, once he gets to the flow of the game, and he's going to be great. I really do think he's going to have a big game. For the Patriots, I do think Gronkowski will play him. I think he'll be a good story to this game. I think he'll have 98 yards, one touchdown. And then Wes Welker, I think, will definitely do his thing, 145 yards and one touchdown. And just want to step back and really quick go into my injury report for the game. I don't know what's up with NFL.com. They don't have the injury report. I don't really understand that, but they do have it on ESPN.com. Actually, I pulled it up, and they actually had injury reports for other teams, which I don't really know. All right, I don't know. I mean, I guess this is how much better, I guess, ESPN is at injury reports. They have injury reports for the Bills and the Colts. It says date February 4th, Ryan Fitzpatrick is probable. Bills wide receiver David Nelson has confirmed that Fitzpatrick suffered cracked a few ribs during the Redskins game. Why is he listed as I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just kind of confusing. He's obviously not going to play because they don't play any more games this year. All right. Anyways, sorry. This is man. Thought that was kind of funny. Let's move on to the Patriots injury report here. Rob Gronkowski is questionable. Just have the feeling he's going to play. It's a big game. I don't think it's the type of injury that he can. Yeah, it might get worse to the point where he just has to heal longer. I don't think it's going to be that serious to, I mean, you know, whatever. It's the last game of the season. I think no matter what, he'll be fine next year. He's going to play. He's so good. I just think it'll really put the Patriots in a rut offensively if he doesn't show up. I know they have Hernandez, but let's face it. They usually play both of them at the same time, and that's why they're both really good. If you just stick to Hernandez, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. Safety James Hedigbu, safety for the Patriots, he's probable, so he should play. No more comments on him, I guess. Deion Branch, wide receiver, he has a knee, but his list is probable. Wes Welker, questionable with a knee injury. I think he's kind of been questionable all year, but he's obviously going to play. They haven't said a word about him. So those are your injury reports for the Patriots. For the Giants, Ma Bradshaw probable. Apparently has a slight foot injury. Hakeem Nicks probable. Has a little shoulder injury. Looks like no big deal there. And that's it. Those are your injury reports for the two big teams. I have about 8 minutes left. If you want to call in, number to call in is 347-215-9420. Like I said, this is the most NFL pregame show of the year. Obviously, no more NFL for the year. So I will continue to have my Thursday night show, the most sports wrap, which has been going on for quite some time now. And I'm really enjoying it. Just back on the Super Bowl. Just talking about the Gronkowski, and they had an interview with him last week, and pretty bland interview, I guess is the right word. But he looks like he's going to play, so expect that. Coin toss, kickoff, I suppose. I'm sorry, that was totally horrible. Way to end my NFL pregame show season. No, I'm just kidding. It's at 6:29 p.m. I do have to work. I hope to get out at 6. I'm trying to have a party at my house. We'll see how that works. And hopefully I get off at 6. Yeah, it'll take me about 15 minutes to get home, probably. At 6:30, I tried to mistake it. You know, hey, it might kick off 6:45. Nah, I think 6:30 is definitely going to be it. For all you ladies out there, definitely looking forward to the commercials, I'm sure. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm sure a few of you guys out there want to watch the game. I personally don't even think about the commercials. I don't know if they've even gotten worse as time has come on. I remember they used to be really, really good. But I'm kind of rambling here. Honestly, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. Although I did not give you my actual prediction, did I? My actual prediction for the game is changed from Thursday. My new prediction is 31-30, Giants. Not that I hate the Patriots, I do. Not that I don't want them to win, and I don't. I hate Belichick. He's a prick, to be honest with you. You try having any post-game interview with him, and he is a total asshole, honestly. It's not really an opinion. That's a fact. Some of you guys are fans. It's cool. It is what it is. Brady just irks me. I don't know. I like the word irk. It works perfectly in the situation. Totally respect him. He's a great quarterback. Will be in the Hall of Fame, but he irks me a little bit. I just say the Giants are a more complete team. I don't see too much difference in the teams than 07. I mean, look at how good the Patriots were in 07 offensively. Probably a better team than they were this year. And in my opinion, I think the Giants were a better team this year than they were in 07. So you have a worse Patriots team and a better Giants team. It kind of just says the Giants are going to win. I know it's kind of a weird way to put it, but Giants are just a more complete team. Their defense, more times than not, defense beats offense. So we'll see how that works. With that, I'm going to say make sure you guys tune in Thursday night for another edition of the Sumo Sports Wrap. I'll definitely go on the Super Bowl along with NHL, NFL, MLB talk. You know, I do have the top three plays as well. And, of course, your stat of the week. It's all coming live Thursday night at 11 o'clock on the Ship Show Radio and blogtalkradio.com. Tuesday night, a couple of shows for you. Definitely the Dreaded Sports Talk, and I think Ship Show Radio is still going on. Check it out. And with that, I'm going to say have a safe Super Bowl. I really mean that. I am definitely going to be drinking, but I'm not driving anywhere. I'm going to have a lot of fun. Have fun. Drink as much as you want. Just don't drive if you drink. Please drink responsible. Have a good time. This will be a great game. I know a lot of you guys are just watching the Super Bowl because it's just tradition, but look into it. It's just actually a great matchup, and I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely have to deal with a lot of weird customers today trying to tell me their opinions. I got to agree with them, I guess, just because I'm trying to be nice and self-product. I guess that's my final thought. Anyways, with that, I'm going to say goodnight, be safe, and enjoy the Super Bowl. And I want to tell you guys to make sure you join me for the same show. It'll be on next time the Super Bowl starts, NFL starts. I will have the show back on the air. And I guess in the meantime, just enjoy the Sumo Sports Wrap. And with that, Z-Man signing out. Thanks for listening in. Peace, guys.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still on his feet. Ken Walker's now. He stands in his way. And it gets down.
Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you winning?
So the most NFL pregame show on Ship to Shore Radio.